Pigford, again, Biden's USDA allegedly excluded white farmers from loan forgiveness. By Joel B. Polak on May 27, 2025. The Biden administration allegedly discriminated against white farmers in loan forgiveness. According to a whistleblower, a repeat of the Pigford scandal of 2010, with Tom Vilsack again in charge of USDA. The Pigford scandal was exposed by Breitbart News founder Andrew Breitbart, who noted that left-wing organizers had exploited the real grievances of black farmers to conduct a covert reparations program. The original Pigford settlement was reached by the Clinton administration. In 2008, then-presidential candidate Barack Obama used the promise of wider compensation to woo rural South Carolina voters. That promise, Breitbart alleged, was key to Obama's insurgent win against party favorite Hillary Clinton. Though Breitbart struggled to force the mainstream media to pay attention, the New York Times eventually vindicated his investigative reporting, a year after his death, showing how Pigford became a massive fraud. The Obama administration's political appointees at the Justice and Agriculture Departments engineered a stunning turnabout. They committed $1.33 billion to compensate not just the 91 plaintiffs but thousands of Hispanic and female farmers who had never claimed bias in court. From the start, the claims process prompted allegations of widespread fraud and criticism that its very design encouraged people to lie, because relatively few records remained to verify accusations. Claimants were not required to present documentary evidence that they had been unfairly treated or had even tried to farm. Agriculture Department reviewers found reams of suspicious claims, from nursery school-age children and pockets of urban dwellers, sometimes in the same handwriting with nearly identical accounts of discrimination. The groups found a champion in the new Agriculture Secretary, Tom Vilsack. New settlements would provide a way to neutralize the argument that the government favors black farmers over Hispanic, Native American or women farmers, an internal department memorandum stated in March 2010. Now, another whistleblower has come forward to accuse the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, of racially discriminatory fraud once again. News Nation's Elizabeth Vargas reported Tuesday night. In an exclusive interview presented tonight on News Nation's Elizabeth Vargas Reports, weeknights, 7 p.m. ET, senior national correspondent Brian Enden spoke with a U.S. Department of Agriculture whistleblower, who chose to remain anonymous, regarding a loan forgiveness plan for farmers enacted under the Biden administration. The whistleblower maintains that the plan deliberately excluded white male farmers from receiving any loan forgiveness, while anyone who identified as non-white was guaranteed assistance. When explaining the loan forgiveness plan, the whistleblower said, it was to pay off anyone who wasn't a white male's loan. That was the only qualification for this loan forgiveness. They, officials, were trying to keep this hushed because of the obvious implications of race-based loan forgiveness. The anonymous whistleblower described the program to News Nation. It was to pay off anyone who wasn't a white male's loan. That was the only qualification for this loan forgiveness. Farmer James Dunlap said, to me, it was just combating racism with more racism. I couldn't believe it was happening in today's age. The Secretary of USDA in both cases, under Obama, and then again under Biden, was Tom Vilsack. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, the most dramatic first 100 days in presidential history, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.